Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights all the positives at the primary level. This week, we recap the launch of the 2014 Butterkissed National Primary School Mathematics Competition. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. It's that time of year again, time for the Butterkissed National Primary School's Mathematics Competition. Students from all across the country will get a chance to show their dominance and mastery of what is universally considered the toughest subject. This year's contest will be held on Wednesday, May 21st at 24 centers across the island. Some 300 primary schools are expected to participate. The top student will be awarded the Butterkissed Primary School Math Scholarship, valued at $50,000, among other prizes. There will also be special awards for the champion in each parish, as well as for the teachers. The prize-giving ceremony is set for June 20. Marketing manager for the Separate Group Limited, which manufactures Butterkissed products, Marcia Kitson-Walters, says her company is committed to working with the Ministry of Education to help local students overcome their fear of mathematics.
We want to see better results in maths at this level and stand ready to support the plans of the Ministry of Education to make it work for the children. Everything we do in this competition is in partnership with the ministry, the schools, and the teachers. We enjoy working with children and with the stakeholders to bring about positive change and improvement.
Ms. Kitson-Walters adds that this year's sponsorship package will again involve the staging of workshops for mathematics teachers across the Ministry of Education regions.
As a part of our sponsorship of the competition, we will again sponsor and host a series of workshops which will impact over 200 teachers. The workshops will be held in the various regions 1, 2, 5, and 6, on April 10 and on May 1, 2, and 8, respectively.
The workshops will be conducted by mathematics specialists employed to the Ministry of Education and will be videotaped for the benefit of teachers unable to attend the sessions. Mona Heights Primary School teacher Pearline Crawford, who coached last year's winning student Emile Bain, says the victory has motivated other students to do well at the subject.
Emile's winning last year has motivated our entire school population, especially our grade 6 students, to do mathematics. At present, there are over 30 students who are determined to work very hard to be among the top 3 from our schools to enter this competition.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has lauded SEPROD for its work to boost the performance of students in mathematics.
We commend SEPROD on its continued sponsorship of the National Primary School Mathematics Competition, and we wish that every participating student will benefit from the competition in terms of improving their understanding and their application of mathematics principles. And we look forward to celebrating with the eventual winners of the competition.
Mr. Thwaites adds that in his visits to schools, he has noticed a change in attitude towards mathematics, due largely, he believes, to the mathematics competition.
I believe there is now a growing appreciation among the student population of the importance of maths, and we want parents and the public to catch that fever also. Many schools are asking for coaches and are raring to improve the teaching and learning outcomes in their schools.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert system and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.